New research points to deeper questions about frog deformities. It's getting deeper, much deeper. A University of Minnesota researcher, Bobby McKinnell, found grossly distended bladders, digestive systems that didn't work properly, testes that were unusually thin. He's been studying these frogs for years, people doing cancer research, 40 years. He says he's never seen anything like it. One key remaining question is whether the latest findings about frog deformities signal potential problems for human health. Because of their permeable skin and complex life cycle in water and air, frogs are known to be sensitive indicators of environmental quality. How can you help out there? How can you help? Call the National Reporting Center. Minnesotans are encouraged to inform the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency of deformities. Oh, righty. What's the number?
Judy Helgen.
Judy?
At the Pollution Control Agency. And
Mishki.
I'm going to be away from my desk and out of the office until
checking on
Monday,
frogs.
August 11th.
Oh, right.
If you're calling to report deformed frogs, would you please call Drew Catron or Anna Bush at
296-721. This is my only quarter.
Or you could speak with Dorothy Bowers at 296-751.
No, I'm talking to you.
If you're calling for information on the frog investigation,
hurry up, Judy.
Please call Ralph Pribble.
Let's get to the beep.
296-92. Thank you.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, I don't have another quarter here, so I'm just going to leave the message with you, if that's all right. I'm calling to report deformities. Now, I realize you said specifically frog deformities. But we all know frogs, because of their complex life cycle, can be sensitive indicators of environmental quality. And sooner or later, this deformity business is going to branch out to other species. Well, maybe it already has, Judy. Maybe it already has, and in a pretty big way. I'm talking about my boy. This is hard for me. He's only a week old. He was born last Friday morning, weighing 7 pounds, 4 ounces. And we had a home birth, so there are presently no doctors aware of this, but this little fella ain't right. I mean, he's alive, he's breathing, but he ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Well, friends of mine keep asking, is the boy healthy? 10 fingers, 10 toes, that sort of thing. No, there are 10 fingers and 10 toes, all right, all webbed and powerful enough to launch little Timmy damn near to our ceiling fan when he's in the mood. The kid is constantly moist. I'm not talking his diapers here. I'm talking his skin. If you can call it skin, it's lime green, unlike any baby skin I've ever seen. We've tried putting lotion on him, but he just squiggles out of our arms and heads for a swampy area in our backyard. I don't like it. Of course, my wife says it's perfectly normal that he'll grow out of it, but women are always making excuses for their kids' bizarre behavior. I sure haven't let any of my friends see him. Not until I know what's going on. Thus far, I only have been able to see one benefit to any of this, and that's that on our property, at least, there aren't any mosquitoes whatsoever. None. And if my wife would just let me, I have a feeling the kid would make a pretty decent lure in a fishing outing. Now, I wouldn't let the fish ever get to him. I'd net the suckers before they got their mouths on him. But my wife says no, and she's been keeping him away from me in the bathtub with the door locked, talking to herself about what a good swimmer he is already and all that. Meanwhile, I got my doubts that this little guy will ever play ball with me in the backyard. Doesn't seem like he's going to be that kind of boy. Obviously, I'm pretty confused by all of this, pretty upset, pretty glum. If you could give me a call, let me know what you guys think is going on and what I can do. If anything, I'd appreciate it. Name's Mishki. I'm here at 646-8255 most evenings. Thank you.